This is Amy Poehler. My new movie, Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, is coming to theaters June 14th, and it's making me feel joy and sadness and anger, definitely some disgust,
Rose,
and I think a little fear.
Really?
But I'm also feeling these new emotions like anxiety, embarrassment, envy, and ennui.
It's what you call the boredom.
Okay, that one was weird. It's going to be the feel-everything movie of the summer. Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, only in theaters June 14th. Get tickets now.
Deborah in Pennsylvania needs some help with a log home. Tell us what you're working on.
My husband and I are renovating a Lincoln log house.
Nice.
There is, in between the logs, there is chinking.
Yep.
And in between our chinking, it is filled with stone. And I wanted to keep the stone there and re-chink it because it deteriorated over the years.
Right.
I found a recipe online of clay, salt, and hydrated lime.
Right.
We did a couple test spots, and when it dried, it cracked. So I don't know if the recipe is a good recipe, or maybe we made it too liquidy and it cracked. And I do know that in the old houses, they also put straw or horsehair in the clay.
It's the same reason they put rebar in concrete. It reinforces it. I don't know about the recipe with hydrated lime, but I know that there's a recipe that's similar to that that uses wood ash. Of course, where you're going to find, you know, enough wood ash to do an entire house, I can't tell you. So I couldn't determine whether that is what caused this issue or not. Do you have an aversion to using one of the commercially available, very reliable products for this? Because you can buy chinking. And by the way, if you're driving down the road thinking, what the heck are they talking about? Chinking, C-H-I-N-K-I-N-G, chinking is think of it as sort of the caulk between the logs of a log house. You know, when you see logs stocked together and it looks like almost masonry or mortar has been pressed in between like it would for bricks, that's called chinking. And so that's what we're trying to restore here, and it's unique to log homes.
Does the horsehair, does that act as a binding to hold the plaster together so it won't crack?
I think it would, because that's what a reinforcement material would do. But you know what? I got to say, good luck finding ash and horsehair today. You know, there's going to be a...
You can buy a horsehair mattress.
There's going to be a lot of horses out there that are getting a haircut.
I have the horses.
To chink this house.
you have the horses? So that's good.
You got the horses, so you got the horsehair covered? We wish you a lot of luck with this, but I would say that you want to just experiment with a couple of different versions of this, and you find one that works, go for it. Because you were in a very unique position there, a very unusual project.
Yep. Okay.
All right, good luck.
She's got to be different.
Yep. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.